Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago, joins us now. I was talking about the bric-a-brac record shop and, you know, how we have insurance to cover floods, but then when it's specialty items like this, you can't just take the money and go buy it. So co-owner Nick Mayer is saying that he wants to buy people's crap that's sitting in their crawl space that I have plenty of, VHS, records. What else is he looking for?
Oh, boy. You know, records, VHS tapes, books, all this stuff, thousands and thousands got wrecked in a flood. It happened Christmas morning. One of the apartments above Bric-a-Brac, this is on Milwaukee Avenue in Avondale, a pipe burst there. They were out of town. It just soaked. He said an obscene amount of water got into the store and just wrecked a lot of their supply, their inventory, including they had a really impressive soundtrack collection that he said it was totally a loss. So really a shame. I know people all over the area are having flooding problems and it's hard to get a plumber. They're all so busy now, especially when it's all our pipes are thawing now and we're finding out what burst. But this one, a particular one, was just a bad luck for Bric-a-Brac. They've got some insurance, but not necessarily to replace all of this inventory. So they're closed now, probably through January as they fix it. But I know a good way to support them would be once they reopen, go check out what they have and support them that way.
I really, truly may have a lot of stuff to sell them because I may even donate some. We have so much stuff in our crawl space, old VHS tapes. I think I have every episode of The X-Files recorded on VHS. I have so much stuff. I will get in touch with them. And I'm also intrigued because I noticed on Black Club Chicago in the article, they also opened an adjoining horror-themed coffee shop called The Brood. Brewed. That's awesome. So I have to check that out. And finally, Seamus, stamp collecting. What's going on with this?
Well, this is really the story of a lifelong Chicagoan named Leonard Piskowitz, who had for all his life had collected old letters that really documented the history of Chicago. Going back from 1833, he had one that was with a handwritten stamp, you know, mark on it. Everything that went through for about 120 years of Chicago history, every stuff that was the next step was delivered by steamboat, and then it was through the pneumatic tubes underground under the city of Chicago. Just all kinds of innovations in the way mail was delivered, the way mail was postmarked, and he's collected all of this. It's going on auction February 9th at the Collectors Club of Chicago. And they said some of the pieces are valued up to $45,000. So there's going to be a lot of money changing hands, or Apple Pay if they take it. it's stamps, but it's also the letters and it's the postmarks and it's everything that makes up when you string it all together. Really, a history of Chicago mail, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Always such interesting stories. We really appreciate talking to you, Seamus, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. And wishing you a very, very happy 2023, Seamus.
Thank you so much to you as well.